Ward 3 Cowan, Matthew Shoemaker and Ward 1 Sandra Hollingsworth served notice Monday night that their top active transportation priority for the city will be a connection between the Hub Trail and the James Street area. The councillors spoke out as City Council awarded a $136,876 contract to WSP Canada Inc. of Thornhill to develop an active transportation master plan. Shoemaker said he plans to bring a resolution to council emphasizing the importance of the James Street connection. That particular part of the community needs continued support and attention, Hollingsworth added. I have no doubt that is one of the projects that will be considered close to the top of the list, commented Don McConnell, the city's planning director. It has been identified as a priority by several members of council, McConnell said, cautioning that numerous community consultations must take place before the plan is finalized. More curated scoosh from Monday's city council meeting. Up to $181,805 will be spent to support a one-year pilot program to improve downtown safety and security. The program will include late-night private security patrols and a downtown ambassador program. Responding to a question from Ward 5 Cowan, Matthew Scott, Deputy SAO for Community Development and Enterprise Services Tom Vare said the pilot program might make it possible to find cost-cutting synergies, with the $30,000 earmarked for security at the new downtown plaza. A traffic study of the Northern Avenue-Sackville Road intersection was received as information. A decision will be made closer to September 2022 on whether to retain the school crossing guard there. Ward 1 Cowan, Paul Christian and Ward 2's Luke Dufour thanked the Kiwanis Club of Lakeshore for its latest $80,000 donation for playground equipment and other amenities at Rosedale Park. Councillors voted to look into a licensing crackdown on local scrap metal dealers after complaints were received about AIM recycling on Carpen Beach Road. Ward 5 Cowan, Corey Gardy said that since AIM has taken over the operation, it has expanded both what it does on the site and also the operating footprint. AIM reached out to Gardy on Monday to discuss the issues. He said city officials will meet with Sault Ste. Marie Police Service to determine who should be enforcing the taxi bylaw, in response to concerns about compliance related to wheelchair-accessible taxi service.